I don't actually know if some of them are real gold or not real gold.
You're looking at an image of the recession.
But that they'll be able to tell us that and what's gold plated and what not.
A woman is sitting at her kitchen table going through a box of jewellery.
I mean, I've had to look at some bits and seen stamps on them, but I don't know.
She's decided to sell it to raise some cash.
So that's a kind of a bracelet.
Bracelet.
Like a kind of,
yeah,
Irish Tara.
Baby bracelet.
But there's something wrong with this scene.
Okay.
Now, yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, do you really want to sell a baby bracelet?
It's not a picture of bad times because the woman is not down at all. In fact, she's in pretty good form.
I've 3 babies and about 12 bracelets.
Okay.
You get a lot of them.
Okay.
So I kind of went through the ones that had engravings on them with their names and kept them.
Her name is Willow.
It's short for Wilhelmina. Tonight we are hosting a gold party. I had seen I'm sure everyone has seen the ads on the TV that say, sell your gold for cash and put your gold in an envelope and we'll send you a cheque.
Tell me how it works. What's supposed to happen?
What's supposed to happen? They're calling, they're going to set up. They explain what's going to happen. They said one thing though, not to take the stock market price of gold as what you're going to get for your gold, because that's obviously when it's melted down and in blocks and everything else. So they'll weigh the gold and they obviously have a price per weight.
Okay.
And that's,
well, why have a party? Why not just go to a shop and give it in? Or
I don't know many shops that do it. When I researched it, I mean, I don't know, do you go into a jeweller? Is that not pawning stuff? Or,
right.
Do you know what I mean? I think there's a difference.
How much are you hoping to get for the baby bracelet?
I've no idea. And I've thought about this all week. You know, I'm kind of going like, this is your jewellery. This is what you keep in a jewellery box. Do you really want to sell it? But do you really want to keep it in a box as well? For what?
Why do you need to sell it now?
I don't know whether it's... The ads kind of enticed me. And then another part, like I said, the stuff I have now is what my husband got me. It represents what I'm doing now and where I'm going.
Would you ever sell that?
No. Well, unless we got divorced or something, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Then you do it in anger.
Yeah. I throw it. No, I wouldn't throw it. I'd definitely sell it. Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, this is my past, my youth, moving on. I'll tell you, these earrings, and when I found these, because it reminded me again, they're kind of, I don't know what you call them, gold nesties with a little kind of, I don't think it's diamond in them, but some kind of cubic something. I think my parents bought them for me. And I vaguely remember, due to the fact that we were out in a nightclub, on the way home from the nightclub, there was 4 of us walking home, and I lost one of the earrings. Now, this is 2 o'clock in the morning, drink taken, and everyone got down on their hands and knees. At 2 o'clock in the morning, on the side of a road, and one of the guys, Jonathan was his name, actually found it. If you were sober, you wouldn't have found it.
Right.
I also did the what would my parents do, and I think my mother would have sold it, definitely. I don't know what my father would have done.
She was very practical.
Oh yeah,
she?
Very, very, yeah. I mean, I've all these bits of earrings and stuff. I mean, really, you know.
So they're kind of twists of gold, of flattened gold.
Yeah,
and that's
they're like
kind of,
leaf.
They're kind of beaten leafy. Out into leaf. Are you going to be devastated if he says they're rubbish or she says they're rubbish?
No, because, I mean, if they're rubbish, then it makes it all the easier to get rid of.
And do you get a percentage for hosting the party?
Of course I do.
What's this? This is a chain?
Yeah, this is a bracelet. This was my mother's.
Made of lots of little chains.
Mm.
It's nice.
It is nice, but I think it's very old and old-fashioned, and I don't think it's something I would wear.
And was she a jewellery person?
Oh, yeah. She was a publican's wife.
What does that mean?
All publicans' wives have plenty of jewellery.
Oh, is that the way they kept their money?
Yeah. Can't be taxed.
Is that it?
And it can be passed down the family.
I see.
If it's inheritance tax, they don't value the gold.
So do you remember her wearing that?
Yeah, I do. I do. But can you hold on to memories forever?
What's your business? What's your line of business?
Off-license.
And is your husband in the off-license business as well?
He is. He's down there now working.
Oh, hard. You're both in the same shop?
Yes.
Oh, right.
This is it. Family business. It's tough.
Gosh. So you need the money that you're going to make from this?
Oh, every bit helps. But you see, this is my money. This is my jewellery. This is why us women are getting together to have a gold party.
Oh, I see. See, there's no guys coming at all.
No, well, I did take some of my husband's old stuff, but that'll be mine as well. No, this money will be put to very good use in beauty salons around Dublin.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
this why didn't you say to me, the feed the kids or pay for school fees
or put
oil in the thing for the winter?
No, he does that. That's his job now. This is what women do.
Right.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, you know? Oh, there goes the mother. Hello? Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
The two people from the gold company arrive.
Oh, shit, that's fine.
Malcolm McGee.
Catherine O'Dowd. So just preparing, we have our kit that we have to put out. We have two kits. One is an electronic kit and the other is an acid kit that we use to test the quality of the gold. And we have weighing scales as well, and we have proper gloves, and we have tissues, and we have lots of little things in the bag.
Is everything melted down?
It is. Yeah. We have contracts in the US, and we have contracts in the UK and Germany. So we hold a stock of gold and then ship it off to Germany to be refined.
But do you ever come across stuff and you say, oh, this would be such a shame to melt it down. It's a beautiful piece.
We do, and we have. You know, at the end of the day, we're only there to advise. If somebody really does want to scrap it, then obviously we'll buy it from them. But if we think something has a higher value, then we will advise them as such. We've had a lot of people turn up with presents or gifts that have had from ex-boyfriends, ex-lovers, brought them to the table, and then they've been able to determine how good that boyfriend was.
That's terrible.
It is.
How can you judge somebody's love based on the
size of his wallet?
Based on the size of his wallet, yeah.
So they're usually able to tell the good boyfriends from the bad boyfriends from what our little machine tells them.
What about personality? That doesn't come into it at all, does it?
Not at all.
That's so unsentimental. That's really nice. Have you done any of these kind of parties before?
No.
You haven't done Ansommers or Tupperware or anything like that?
The gold and the money is more enticing than knickers and plastic.
Exercise discretion at the parties. So once one customer is dealt with or one client is dealt with, the gold is put into an envelope and that's it. You know, nobody ever sees the transaction going on.
Do they not all come in together? No.
No, we tend to keep it on a one-to-one basis because it's a financial transaction, you know.
That's interesting, isn't it? I might drag out some more pieces. The secret stash.
Right.
No, I did. No, seriously. But I did have some pieces that I've kind of said to myself, will I or won't I? And yeah, it depends on what price it is, obviously. I don't want to do it in front of everyone.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. There is one piece I have, yeah.
Will I ring your husband now and tell him you're selling it?
No, it's not his. It's from my parents.
Safety pins holding up the things that make you mine. About your hair, you needn't care. You look beautiful all of the time. Shine, shine, shine on.
Actually, it doesn't quite work out like that. Everyone piles in to look at everyone else's jewellery.
Shine, shine on.
Yeah, yeah. I have to bring gold. This is it.
The guests this evening are Rita, her niece Gina, and Gina's mother Nina.
I want to get rid of few things in my life which I don't need and get a little bit of ready cash with that.
Would you mind showing me them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is it a bracelet or what is it?
Yeah, that's a bracelet.
Made of links.
Yeah.
When did that come from?
That came from my sister. Sorry, I shouldn't be saying that in front of her. No, but we have got very good understanding. We are best of sisters in the world.
Does she know you brought us along?
Yeah,
and she said she's going to give me all the money back.
Don't be saying that now.
You gave her that with love.
Yeah, I know.
And she's thrown it back at you. That's terrible. Yeah,
no, it's not terrible.
It's okay.
She asked me, would you mind if
I give this and then do this or do that? I said, it's yours, so do whatever you want to do with it.
What did you bring?
Not much. Some good memories and some very bad memories. But what the heck? Very, very few things.
Oh, that's nice.
The thing is that we Asians, we tend to hoard gold.
Why is that?
We believe that's our savings. So.
Oh.
We don't sell.
I've got some small things, bracelet and, you know.
Where did that come from?
Uh, It was given to me as a gift long, long time back, bad memories.
Tell me about them.
Ah, you don't. No, it was given to me by my best friend, but she sort of for money, you know, she sort of screwed me for money.
Yeah, no. Right. So there's no sentimental attachment there.
Not at all.
You've no reconciliation with her. You're not going to get back to.
No, I still talk. I don't believe in breaking up the relationships whatsoever. But it's like, hi, nice to meet you. Bye, see you. Not till I see you first. Like, you know, I'm going to turn back and run away.
I want to know, are you selling anything your sister gave you?
No. Unfortunately, no.
She's a good sister.
Not, I'll kill her.
What, so it's okay for you to sell stuff belonging to...
I'm the elder sister.
Oh, yeah. She can do it and she wants because she's older than you. Yeah,
see what I have to live with.
My two baby sisters.
Say again?
My two baby sisters.
Yeah. Now, these are from my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend. Okay. So I can't actually wear them anymore because my new boyfriend would kill me.
Okay, so
that's he's giving me jewelry. And yeah, so this is the problem. So he knows my ex-boyfriend gave me this jewelry. So we were talking earlier on about sentimental value. I did keep them and I had them there and he knows I have them there, but I can't wear them. So they sit in a box.
Has the ex-boyfriend moved on?
I think he has moved on, yeah.
What's he going to do with the money?
I think I might put it towards a skiing trip that I'm going to go on after Christmas with a new boyfriend.
So here's how it works. Catherine and Malcolm from the Gold Company take a piece of your old jewellery and they decide what purity it is, whether it's 9, 18, 22, 24 carat gold. Malcolm can sometimes do this looking at the gold from the other side of the room. Other times he has to put in an eyepiece. Other times he has to put an acid on the jewellery to decide on its purity. There's pictures of all of this on the website if you go to documentary on one on rte.ie.
Yes, that's 22 carat, that one.
Oh, yeah!
Once they've decided on the purity of the gold, they then put it into a separate beaker, one for each of the different purities. When you've given them all your gold, they then weigh each beaker.
So it's 18.4.
And then pay you according to the weight and the purity of the gold that you've given them. So, for example, at this party, 9 carat gold, they were paying €5.35 per gram of that.
9 carat will have a lesser price and hopefully 22 will have a better price.
Let's see now.
Do you remember how much you spent on the bracelet?
Nah.
So that's €49.59 for the bracelet.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's all I get? So now do I have to make a choice whether I want to give it to you guys or not?
That's
okay.
For that.
Okay.
Or whether you want to sell it.
What do you say? Guys, make a suggestion. Voting.
Sell it.
Sell it?
Yeah, sell it. You didn't wear it anyway, so.
Okay. Sell it. I say so. People's voice. We have to listen for the people, by the people. Due to people. I'm selling all that thing.
Because stones and gems add to the weight of the jewellery and the gold purchasing company are only paying for gold, if you want your gold weighed, then the stones and the gems have to be broken out. This is a decision Gina has to make about her ex-boyfriend's gifts.
Now, this one, you have some stones in it. Are you happy enough about selling this or not? Or do you want me to weigh it first and see? Because these stones we'd have to take out, because obviously they would add to the weight.
Yeah,
add to the weight. My husband's ring. Do you want to just take them out then?
Yeah. You don't mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Okay.
The bits that join the two rings.
No. Do I have pliers? Malcolm might have a little. Malcolm, do you have a little pliers by any chance?
Should I feel bad right
now? Do you remember remember the occasion you got them?
With boyfriend? It has to be a good occasion.
I remember the boyfriend. The occasion.
Oh, please make something up. There was candles.
The candles. Yeah, the candles.
Romantic music. Yeah,
and I said how I'd never, ever give them away.
And you swore you'd love them forever.
I swore I was going to love them forever. I wear them every day.
Very generous guy and always gave girlfriends jewellery whenever, and he had decided this girl was going to be the one for him and he was going to marry her. And he knew the jeweller, this guy we were talking about. And he went in and kind of went, you know, I was thinking of maybe looking at a couple of rings. And she goes, oh no, we've no good rings this week, come back to me next week. Okay. Next week comes in, any chance? So, no rings this week, come back next week. Putting them off and putting them off and putting them off. She had already been into the jewellers with the jewellery that he had bought her to trade it in.
Oh no.
So they knew this. He didn't know this. He was going to like propose and everything. And they eventually split up. And he, when we went into the jewellers, he goes, "To think I was going to buy her a ring." And they were like, "Yeah."
And now that you have your pliers, as little.
Malcolm breaks the stones out of Gina's jewellery.
You are very welcome to have these back.
Precious stones.
They don't look very,
very precious.
What are they?
They're actually glass.
Glass? How do you know they're glass?
Because they crushed them.
Really, they crushed. Okay.
And now it's Nina's turn with a beautiful Tara brooch.
That had a ring on the bottom.
When I was in Cork, it was given to me as a group present from a group of friends when I left Cork. I have worn for the first 10 years, but now.
I can't make out what it is.
I don't even know what this worth.
I just get you to look at that, Malcolm. There's a mark on it, but I can't actually see it just here.
Malcolm takes the eyepiece out and makes a face.
Oh, no.
He looks a bit like this turned when they, you got the wrong that's question.
Really?
What?
They were my friends. I thought they loved me.
It doesn't love. It was a good friend of mine. Give me both.
Oh, start crying now.
Did it?
No way.
Can you do the bite test? The sound like that?
Don't say it's brass.
No, I'd say probably copper.
Oh, no. Don't give him money, but don't say it's copper. Say it's 22 karat gold.
Just for good measure.
I'm going to kill them if I see them again.
You're going to kill them? You were the one that was selling it.
Yeah, but I thought it was gold and it's worth something.
100 and something.
I'm not even going to degrade myself by asking. Whether it's 4 euros or 6 euros.
You owe him
money, yeah.
But you see how very, very shiny it is. Can you see
it's in not some. My fault it's
shiny.
There is gold there.
That I've worn for the first 10 years.
But only surrounding the copper. Nothing.
And finally, it's time for Willow's own stuff.
5.34 by
30.1.
160.73.
So you're talking about 453.83.
Happy days. Shine, shine, shine on. That's not just a day in the beauty salon, that's a day in a spa. Oh, you shine,
shine on. You've been listening to The Curious Ear at a Gold Party. I'm Ronan Kelly. Shine, shine, shine on.